Dave Leiter.
Yeah, hey Dave, this is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Grant?
Doing well. I spoke with your coworker Brian while you were away on Friday about a deal that I wanted to send over to you. I was wondering if he had a chance to speak with you about that.
No, he did not. But I can, I can grab him. I think he's grabbing lunch right now, but doesn't mean I can't. Which deal was it?
So, I'm not sure if I've sent it over quite yet. I forgot, but I did speak with him in great detail about it. The name of the deal is called Cold Brick Oven Pizza. This is about a franchise restaurant that has locations nationwide. And
yeah,
we have gotten access to the customer and all the different entities that he owns. The way that he's set up is that he has a holding company, and then he has separate entities set up for each region where the restaurants are located. So there would be like a Cold Brick Oven Pizza of Arizona, a Cold Brick Oven Pizza of Nevada.
Yeah.
And then they all flow through to the holdings account. So considering that we have all the different regions with different FEINs, my question to him was, what's the maximum a Centim would consider for a owner that has multiple locations with multiple separate entities and multiple locations like that?
It depends. I hate to ask, I hate to say that, but it depends.
Yeah, that's what I got from Brian.
Yeah, we have to look at holistically look at the health of the company. So we can't give you a static name on that. A static number on that. I'm sorry.
That's no problem, you know, and I want to be completely transparent with you throughout this process. We're just trying to get it figured out, because what has happened is that we've tried to get this done at BFS, for example, and we sent them over the financials for the holding company, and then they began to read through them and realize that some of their long-term lines of credit, like, for example, they have a $2 million line of credit and a $5 million line of credit. They're about to reach a term where the interest rate jumps up a little bit, which means that their interest rates are going to increase quite a bit per month.
Yeah.
And so that's what kind of deterred BFS. They gave them a $2 million approval and then kind of backed out because of that. And I know at Ascentium that they don't require tax returns, but, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on.
We're not going to extend $2 million, dude.
Well, no. Well, the thing, I'm not asking for $2 million. To give you the whole picture here, we're funding some of the individual regions at other lenders, and we're trying to get some of the other regions done with other lenders. So the issue is that when I'm submitting these other regions that I'm trying to get done, people are asking for tax returns, and unfortunately, I only have the tax return for the holding company. They aren't broken down by region, so everyone's like, well, we can't see the detail. We need to file a UCC on the holding company. And I'm like, oh, well, that's going to be a little tough. But yeah, I was talking to Brian about it. He said that there may be a chance that we can fund an individual region at least, and then we can wrap up some of the other regions with other lenders and reach at least $1 million. And I think that if we can work something out, maybe where we could do two of the regions at Ascentium, we could reach our numbers that we're hoping to get. But, you know, I just wanted to give you the picture and let me know your opinions on it. Should I send over some of the banks directly to you now, or do you think...
No, send them over to Brian, but I'll get with Brian when he gets back from lunch, and we'll go through this.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
I'll be talking to you shortly. Thank you for your time.
You got it, bud. Have a good one.
All right, you as well. Bye.
All right, bye.